Item 24, and then will be the discussion on actions withdrawn from the consent agenda. Skaggs?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I believe we have two resolutions that I have to be withdrawn. That is number 21, resolution authorizing the issuance of Brazos River Authority Council County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunded Bonds, Series 2006 AMT. And number 22, adoption of resolution authorizing issuance of Lake Granberry Surface Water Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 2006, to refinance existing bond issues. Mr. Hawes?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. We withdrew these two items, as Director Skaggs referred to, as from discussions with our bond council. There were a couple of areas that we needed to modify, and I believe they're noted or they're highlighted in yellow, I believe, in the handout you all received. The first particular place highlighted is actually the not to exceed amount has been increased. We had discovered that the not to exceed amount that we had had in there when it was presented to the committee was not quite high enough to retire all of the bonds. It was just some of them, but we felt like it was prudent. We wanted to refinance all of the bonds, so we needed to raise that to a higher number to allow us the authorization to do so. And then the other change was really more of a technical change that in some language that the underwriters have not been chosen yet for this particular issuance, and our bond council had rewritten the language we had in there just a little bit. There's a sentence that has been rewritten down there, and I think that was highlighted. And so that was the reason we pulled this from the consent agenda to consider this revised resolution. If you all have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Otherwise, I guess I'll read the two resolutions if there's not any other questions.
Please go ahead.
First resolution authorizing the issuance of Brazos River Authority Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bond Series 2006 AMT. Whereas the additional terms used in this resolution, not otherwise defined herein, are defined as set forth in the Series 2006 Bond Covenants Agreement, in parentheses the agreement, hereinafter authorized, and whereas the authority was duly created and is lawfully operating under the Authority Act, all pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas, and whereas the authority is authorized by the acts and the applicable laws of the state of Texas to exercise the powers therein granted in order to provide for the conservation and development of the surface waters of the Brazos River Basin for beneficial use, and whereas the authority in cooperation with the district and others heretofore found and determined that facilities for withdrawal, treatment, and delivery of water from Lake Granberry should be acquired, constructed, and maintained in order to provide for the delivery of the treated water from Lake Granberry to points of delivery in Johnson County and environs, and whereas in the accomplishment of said purposes, the Board of Directors of the Authority, in parentheses the Board, authorized the issuance of and sold its Brazos River Authority Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Bonds Series 1987, which bonds were subsequently refunded by the Board through the issuance of Brazos River Authority Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds Series 1997, in parentheses, the refunded bonds, and whereas it is deemed by the board to be appropriate and necessary at the time to issue negotiable revenue bonds pursuant to the acts and the contracts for the purpose of refunding all the outstanding revenue, all the outstanding refunded bonds. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority, Section 1, Recitals, Covenant, Agreement, and Amount and Purpose of the Bonds, the Board of the Authority hereby incorporates the recital set forth in the preamble hereto as if set forth in full at this place and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolution are defined as set forth in the agreement substantially in the form presented at this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated herein as if set forth in full at this place. The presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, the secretary, and any assistant secretary of the board, and the general manager / CEO are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in the aggregate principal amount not to exceed $15 million for the purpose of providing funds to refund all of the outstanding Brazos River Authority Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds Series 1997. Section 2, designation, authorized officer, date, denominations, numbers, maturities, terms, and sale of bonds. A, designation, authorized officer. Each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated. Brazos River Authority, Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bond Series 2006, subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, as amended, the general manager / CEO of the issuer is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the issuer. B, terms of bonds. Initially, there shall be issued, sold, and delivered here under fully registered bonds without interest coupons, numbered consecutively upward payable to the respective initial registered owners thereof, or to the registered assignee or assignees of the bonds, or any portion or portions in the denomination of $5,000 or any integral multiple thereof, maturing not later than 40 years from the date of the bonds, payable serially or otherwise on the dates, in the years, and in the principal amounts respectively, and dated all as set forth in a certificate of the authorized officer. C, sale of bonds. As authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, as amended, the authorized officer is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated to act on behalf of the board in selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out the other procedures specified in this resolution and the agreement, including determining and fixing the date of the bonds, any different or additional designation or title by which the bonds shall be known, the price at which the bonds will be sold, the years in which the bonds will mature, the principal amount of maturity each of such years, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds within the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, the rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, the principal and interest payment periods and dates, in parentheses, including the dates for making deposits to the debt service fund, the dates, price, and terms upon and at which the bond shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity at the option of the board, as well as any mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, procuring municipal bond issuance, insurance, and approving modifications to this resolution and the agreement, and executing such instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect thereto, if it is determined that such insurance would be financially desirable and advantageous, and all other matters relating to the issuance, sale, and delivery of the bonds. The authorized officer acting for and on behalf of the issuer is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold at negotiated sale to an underwriter or underwriters designated in a bond purchase agreement with such underwriters of the bonds at such prices in the aggregate principal amounts not exceeding the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, with such maturities of principal, with such interest rates, and with such optional and mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, if any, and other matters as shall be set forth herein. The bond purchase agreement shall be substantially in such form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution, with such changes as are acceptable to the authorized officer, provided that the price to be paid for the bond shall be not less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount thereof, plus accrued interest thereon from their date to their delivery, and no bond shall bear interest at a rate greater than 10% per annum. The authorized officer is further authorized for and on behalf of the issuer to approve any official statement and any supplements thereof related to the bonds and referring to in any such bond purchase agreement. It is further provided, however, that notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, the bonds shall not be delivered unless, prior to their delivery, the bonds shall have been rated by a nationally recognized rating agency for municipal long-term obligations as required by said Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, as amended. D, in establishing the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in Section 1 hereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide inter alia for I, the funding of the reserve fund, if necessary, 2I, the payment of the cost of issuance of the bonds, 3I, the refunding of the refunded bonds, and I4, positive present value debt service savings to the issuer with respect to the refunded bonds. E, it is hereby found and determined that the refunding of the refunded bonds is advisable and necessary in order to restructure the debt service requirements of the issuer, and that the debt service requirements of the bond shall be less than those on the refunded bonds, resulting in a reduction in the amount of principal and interest which otherwise would be payable. The refunded bonds are subject to redemption at the option of the issuer, and the authorized officer is hereby authorized to call all of the refunded bonds to be called for redemption on the respective date or dates consistent with the savings analysis set forth in Section 2D hereof, and the proper notices of such redemption to be given, and in each case, at a redemption price of par plus accrued interest to the date fixed for redemption. The authorized officer is further authorized to enter into and execute on behalf of the issuer an escrow or deposit agreement with respect to the refunded bonds, if appropriate or required by law, substantially in the form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution, with such changes thereto as shall be approved by the authorized officer, which escrow agreement will provide for the payment in full of the refunded bonds. In addition, the authorized officer is authorized to purchase such securities with proceeds of the bonds, to execute such subscriptions for the purchase of the United States securities, state and local government series, and to transfer and deposit such cash from available funds as may be necessary or appropriate for the immediate for the escrow fund described in such escrow agreement. Section 3, immediate effect. This resolution shall be effective immediately from and after its adoption.
You've heard the resolution read. Is there a motion? Accept.
I move.
By Mr. Skaggs, seconded by Mr. Zacharino. Daniel, please hold the board.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Ballion?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian? Yes. Director DeCluid? Yes. Director Garcia? Yes. Director Gear? Yes. Director Johnson? Yes. Director Kilgore? Yes. Director Martin? Yes. Director Moore? Yes. Director Skaggs? Yes. Director Zacanino? Yes. Okay, the next resolution, similar resolution for the second SWATS bond issuance.
It's not going to be short, is it?
No, sir. Pretty much the same.
Can you see it?
Resolution authorizing the issuance of Brazos River Authority Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds Series 2006 to provide funds to refund Brazos River Authority Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Bonds Series 2001. And prescribing other matters relating thereto. Whereas additional terms used in this resolution, not otherwise defined herein, are defined as set forth in the Series 2006 Bond Covenants Agreement, in parentheses the agreement hereinafter authorized. And whereas the authority was duly created and is lawfully operating under the Authority Act, pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas, whereas the authority is authorized by the acts and the applicable laws of the state of Texas to exercise the powers therein granted in order to provide for the conservation and development of the surface waters in the Brazos River Basin for beneficial use. And whereas the authority in cooperation with the district and others heretofore found and determined that facilities for withdrawal, treatment, and delivery of water from Lake Granbury should be acquired, constructed, and maintained in order to provide for the delivery of the treated water from Lake Granbury to points of delivery in Johnson County and environs. And whereas in the accomplishment of said purposes, the Board of Directors of the Authority, the Board, authorized the issuance of and sold its Brazos River Authority Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Bond Series 2001, the refunded bonds, and whereas it is deemed by the Board to be appropriate and necessary at this time to issue negotiable revenue bonds pursuant to the acts and the contracts for the purpose of refunding all of the outstanding refunded bonds. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority, Section 1, recitals, covenant agreements, and amount and purpose of the bonds. The Board of the Authority hereby incorporates the recitals set forth in the preamble hereto as if set forth in full at this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolution are defined as set forth in the agreement substantially in the form presented at this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated herein as set forth in full at this place. The presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, the secretary, and any assistant secretary of the board and the general manager slash CEO are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $12 million for the purpose of providing funds to refund all of the outstanding Brazos River Authority Lake Granbury Surface Water Treatment System Revenue Bond Series 2001. Section 2, designation, authorized officer, date, denominations, numbers, maturities, terms, and sale of bonds. A, designation, authorized officer. Each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated Brazos River Authority, Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System, Revenue Refunding Bond, Series 2006, subject to paragraph C of this section. As authorized by Chapter 1371, the Texas Government Code, as amended, the General Manager / CEO of the issuer is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the issuer. B, terms of bonds. Initially, there shall be issued, sold, and delivered here under fully registered bonds without interest coupons numbered consecutively, upward payable to the respective initial registered owners thereof or to the registered assignee or assignees of the bonds or any portion or portions in the denomination of $5,000 or any integral multiple thereof, maturing not less than 40 years from the date of the bond, payable serially or otherwise in the dates, in the years, and in the principal amounts respectively, and as dated, all is set forth in a certificate of the authorized officer. C, sale of bonds. As authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, as amended, the authorized officer is hereby authorized, appointed, designated to act on behalf of the board in selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out the other procedures specified in this resolution and the agreement, including determining and fixing the date of the bonds, any different and additional designation or title by which the bonds shall be known, the price at which the bonds will be sold, the years in which the bonds will mature, the principal amount to mature in each of such years, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds within the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, the rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, the principal and interest payment, periods and dates, including the dates for making deposits to the debt service fund, the dates, price, and terms upon it, and at which the bond shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity, the option of the board, as well as any mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, procuring municipal bond insurance, and approving modifications to this resolution and the agreement and executing such instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect thereto, if it is determined that such insurance would be financially desirable and advantageous, and all other matters relating to the issuance, sale, and delivery of the bonds. The authorized officer, acting for it on behalf of the issuer, is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold at negotiated sale to an underwriter or underwriters designated in the bond purchase agreement with such underwriters of the bonds at such prices and aggregate principal amounts not exceeding the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, with such maturities of principal and with such interest rates and with such optional and mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, if any, and other matters as set forth herein. The bond purchase agreement shall be substantially in such form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution, with such changes as are acceptable to the authorized officer, provided that the price to be paid for the bonds shall not be less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount thereof plus accrued interest thereon from the date to their delivery, and no bond shall bear interest at a rate greater than 10% per annum. The authorized officer is further authorized for and on behalf of the issuer to approve any official statement and any supplements thereto relating to the bonds and referred to any such bond purchase agreement. It is further provided, however, that notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, the bonds shall be delivered unless prior to their delivery the bonds have been rated by nationally, shall not be delivered prior to their delivery, the bonds shall have been rated by a nationally recognized rating agency for municipal long-term obligations as required by said Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code as amended. D, in establishing the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in Section 1 hereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide inter alia for I, the funding of the reserve fund if necessary, 2I, the payment of the cost of issuance of the bonds, 3I, the funding of the refunded bonds, and IV, positive present value, debt service savings to the issuer with respect to the refunded bonds. E, it is hereby found and determined that the refunding of the refunded bonds is advisable and necessary in order to restructure the debt service requirements of the issuer and that the debt service requirements on the bonds will be less than those on the refunded bonds, resulting in a reduction in the amount of principal and interest which otherwise would be payable. The refunded bonds are subject to redemption at the option of the issuer, and the authorized officer is hereby authorized to cause all of the refunded bonds to be called for redemption on their respective date or dates consistent with the savings analysis set forth in Section 2D hereof, and the proper notices of such redemption to be given in any case at a redemption price of par plus accrued interest to the date fixed for redemption. The authorized officer is further authorized to enter into and execute on behalf of the issuer an escrow or deposit agreement with respect to the refunded bonds, if appropriate or required by law, substantially in the form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution, with such changes thereto as shall be approved by the authorized officer, which which escrow agreement will provide for the payment in full of the refunded bonds. In addition, the authorized officer is authorized to purchase such securities with proceeds of the bonds to execute such subscriptions for the purchase of the United States Treasury securities, state and local government series, and to transfer and deposit such cash from available funds as may be necessary or appropriate for the escrow fund described in such escrow agreement. Section 3, immediate effect. This resolution shall be effective immediately from and after its adoption. Thank you, gentlemen.
A question regarding your item C, sale of bonds, line 14. It may be a typo, but let me bring it up. And if it is determined that such insurance would be financially desirable, is it not supposed to be issuance?
I think it is supposed to be insurance. Because it's talking about bond insurance.
It's fine with insurance.
It allows for bond insurance if it makes sense, if the premium on the bond insurance is an amount that makes sense to buy.
Any other observations? Is there a motion for the adoption of the resolution? Moved by Mr. Baylong. Seconded by Mr. Bloom. Hold the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Baylong?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Chavez?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Hood?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Beer?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Gilmore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Tech?
Yes.
Director Tecanino?
Yes.